listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Mention the Football, episode 13, I believe.
13.
Unlucky for some, hopefully not us. We'll see how it goes. It's been a while.
Quite a while.
But so that means, on the positive side, that we've got quite a lot to talk about, really.
So happy about that.
We're going to try and concentrate on the last few games, but we will sort of skit over, I think, the first few as well.
The last one you mentioned in your solo episode was the cup match in Braunschweig.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to start off with match day one. Hertha at home against Nürnberg, who were promoted.
Newly promoted, yeah.
Yeah, so bad because we got so many great players from them.
yes, they've been very good to us, Nürnberg.
Plattenhardt and
Stark. Yeah, very good too.
And maybe someone else.
I always remember back in the day, I think it was probably when we were in the Zweite Liga, I think it was, that they had the Nürnberg fans brought banners up and put them up in the Olympiastadion that were referring back to when they won the league the last time, which I think is in, I think it was the early 1920s or something. It was a long time ago. It always impressed me that the German football fans have very long memories.
You have to have, because Hertha's last championship was 1931.
I know. yes. So having a long memory is a very useful thing.
Match day one. Olympiastadion.
Indeed. I think it's worth, before we even start talking about the football, Jan might not want to go on about this, but I'm going to have a bit of a moan. It's a bit sort of a bit of history now, but for whatever reason, they thought, Hertha that is, decided that we weren't going to have Nürnberg Hauser being sort of sung as the players and things came out. They would try something by, it's gone right out of my head now. What are they called?
Seed.
Seed, that's right.
Biggest Bean.
Fair enough. Yeah, Berlin-based band or whatever, all very well known and what have you. But could you sing along to it? No.
So, no.
No.
I mean, it's not the beginning, because it's just this.
No. Absolutely. I'm not going to dwell on this, but it was an absolutely crazy idea, I think.
I'm not going to dwell on it.
Totally mental. I think I tweeted at the time, Hertha every year seem to want to do something, one thing that's just really stupid that really pisses everybody off. And I guess this year it was that. So if they've got that up their system now and they're going to be all sort of fine and dandy, then we'll all be happy little bunnies.
But it's also the fact that how they publicised it.
Oh, they just announced it the night before.
I got an email on Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah, I originally thought it was to members, but it wasn't, was it? It was a blasted email from.
I didn't check.
No, I didn't check, but I don't. I originally thought it was just a member. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. They only tell people the night before anybody could actually, so nobody could actually do anything. But hey, they've gone back on it now, so everything's fine and dandy.
Back to
the football. Right, Nürnberg. Well, we won. That's a good sign. It's always a good. It's always good.
Hertha dominated the game. No chances for Nürnberg to tie.
Well, we did win by one goal.
By the skin of our teeth.
It was skin of the teeth, really. We sort of held in there. Was it a delight to watch that first game? Possibly not, but hey, 3 points is 3 points. Glad to accept it. Things gradually did warm up as sort of time went on.
So you don't want to mention the rest of the game?
Nah, not really. Unless you do, what do you want to say?
Who scored the goals?
Go on then, who scored the goals?
Ibišević.
Way!
Lazaro went through on the right wing and passed it in for Ibišević.
Hmm.
That's how I remember. And then the VAR checked if Ibišević committed a foul.
There was some debate as to whether Ibišević had done a foul in midfield before sort of charging down half the length of the pitch in order to score the goal. But VAR decided that it wasn't.
So and we have stood. To match the penalty. If there's one leitmotif for this
true,
season,
actually.
It's penalties.
That is true. Penalties. What can we say? Oh, my goodness.
Towards the end of the game,
mm.
Kubo was his name. He went through on the left, and he somehow headed the ball inside. And then Ishak missed the goal, but the referee blew the whistle because the VAR said there was a handball.
Hello.
He touched the ball with his hands.
So that's a handball, I guess. What can you say?
But it was the usual feeling. They were up one goal and now this.
Yes. But.
But.
But on the positive side. there's always a positive side. Just try and think positive. Keep upbeat about it all. Penalty was taken.
By Ishak.
And Jahrstein pulled off an absolute... I think that was his first penalty save, if I think I'm right in saying.
I think so too.
And I think people in the stadium were rather pleased at the time. I think it was probably a bigger celebration from fans in the stadium for that save than there was for the goal, which is quite extraordinary. But it was a bit pumped up afterwards. I think he probably quite enjoyed that. But
you didn't go home with the feeling of, hey...
3 points is 3 points, you know, and that's and in true Hertha fan sort of mode, that's 3 points further away from relegation.
Well,
that's the way I always tend to think about it, anyway.
And then they had the away game the week after that in Gelsenkirchen.
In Gelsenkirchen,
mm-hmm.
our favourite place.
Who were runner-ups last season?
Mm-hmm.
So lots of expectations.
Yes.
And I watched the game from Spain on a very, very bad Sky stream. But very early, Rikic went out with a hamstring injury.
Yeah, it's not good. But
and then Gelsenkirchen got a penalty. Which... What was the penalty again? Oh, yeah, it was the hand. Grujic jumped.
Yeah.
And had his hand over his head. And
yes. It was
touched the hand.
It definitely touched the hand, and I guess that makes it a handball, doesn't it? But
which results
what his hand was doing up there is beyond me, but it was definitely a handball. What can you say?
But, and Jahrstein didn't catch the ball.
He just missed, didn't he? Didn't it?
But the ball didn't go into the goal either.
No.
Caligiuri just put it...
He put it wide, didn't he? Put it
to the left,
on the left-hand side, so it just went past. Which was very sporting of him, I might add. Very good, yes.
Yeah, and then Hertha had this little rush moment. Tornariga, very shortly afterwards, got the ball, and he passed it far out to the left, pretty much on the attacking side. And Dilrosun, somebody we haven't much talked about before.
Only very briefly in the first episode, before the season, the Bundesliga season anyway, got underway, he was mentioned.
And he always wasn't... where he said, yeah, he's going to be a player to be used in future years. Nobody expected anything of him.
He's been used quite a lot this season already.
But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Because he's come in from Man City under 23s, I think.
And the sports media in Germany says, Pep Guardiola has let him go. What an idiot.
Good old Pep.
Yes, he came from there, and he's from Ajax before that.
Yeah.
He's Surinamese and Dutch by nationality. He got the ball on the left and he neatly passed it into the box where Duda, remember that guy?
Duda
scored the goal. So Hertha was up 1-0, which also was the halftime score.
1-0? Not bad. Not bad at all.
Away. And then somehow Hertha was still up
You don't have to sound quite so surprised.
I was quite surprised.
It does happen sometimes, you know.
And then at some point, Jastrzemski came into the game. Or Jastrzemski.
DJ.
Sonic.
Sonic.
Is he called Sonic by his teammates.
Is he?
Like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ah. It's a blast from the past, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Well, and he ran, and he ran, and he ran. Kind of the same way he ran against Braunschweig.
Mm.
Where he had his first assist. And he was all by himself. 94th minute, Konoplyanka chasing him, and he made him fall down. Outside the box. So, according to the German rules, if he's the last player and he has ball control, then it's a red card for Konoplyanka.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I think not even all the players from Schalke went into the wall. They were already done with the game because it was obvious that they had lost the game. Still, Duda put in
against us. You know, they were playing a superior side, clearly in Hertha. So they just
yeah. And Duda scored on a direct free kick to the left.
Very impressive, actually. Very sort of Marvin-esque.
And game over.
Splat, 2-0.
6 points after two games.
That's not too shabby, is it?
It's not Hertha.
Who is this team? I think that's going to be a continuing theme throughout this podcast and hopefully through a whole season. Who is this team? I don't recognise them.
And one spring comes on, who's that team? I don't recognise them. What are they doing?
No, why are they wearing Hertha kits?
Then we had international break.
Yep.
And then we had match day 3, Hertha in Wolfsburg.
Wolfsburg. Well, there were plenty of goals.
Yeah, but they were pretty dense in one period of the game. The first half was mainly Wolfsburg attacking and Hertha being lucky to escape without conceding.
Hmm. Traditionally, Hertha has spent a lot of time doing that. hanging in for grim death.
But then something else happened. Dilrosun. Remember, he already had one assist.
Yep.
Intercepted the ball. Near half...
It was pretty near the halfway line.
Yeah.
And he proceeded to sort of run down half the length of the pitch. Pretty much straight down the middle from what I can
remember. And that was already, okay, not going to happen.
Well, it doesn't usually. Let's be honest about it. It doesn't usually.
Not what you're used to.
But he sort of cut through slightly to the left-hand side, didn't he? And then shot the ball across goal from left to right.
Crazy angle.
Crazy.
And it went in.
It did.
I was like, what? That cannot happen.
He must be enjoying his start to the Bundesliga, I think, that guy.
So they were up from
impressive.
Somewhere in around the 60th minute. And... okay, it's a Hertha game this season. What a penalty is missing.
Yeah, of course. You have to have a penalty.
What penalty? Oh, yeah. Oh. It's
Arne Meyer.
It's the Arne Meyer penalty where the referee gave them a free kick, which was... okay, if he wants to. But then the VAR said it was inside the box. So it has to be a penalty.
I think it was, to be fair.
I've read analysis that he gave them the penalty, the free kick, but he wouldn't have awarded them a penalty. So it became from, okay, it's just a free kick, to a very, very harsh penalty. Mm. And this time, neither Rune nor the...
or the post.
Penalty taker.
Or
had any...
or any strange wormhole that could take the ball around the post.
So it went in.
None of them intervened, so it went in.
So it was a draw. And then came Duda. Pretty late in the game. I didn't believe that goal either.
No, that was very quickly afterwards, though. The Duda, yeah.
He got the free kick and... I think the entire wall, they jumped. And Duda put the ball underneath.
Classic.
Yeah, and I was, oh, that's really schlitzohrig, as we say in German.
What's that mean?
Not like witty, but it's a pretty... I don't know the name. If I had a word in English, I would have said the English word, but I don't know.
No.
It's just very... see? I don't know a word.
No.
It's very... very ballsy.
Cheeky.
Cheeky is the word. Yeah.
Cheeky.
It was very cheeky. And yeah. Okay. But I thought we had no business winning that game. It was a pretty lucky one. But then all the...
It's funny you should say that. Because...
Some player from Hertha, former Hertha player was... Did he do something?
I don't know. What's some bald dude?
Who last season scored a goal against them was disallowed in the 3-3 last season. Long ball. Brooks heads it on to Memedi and they equalize late in the game.
Very late in the game, yeah.
And that's game.
It looked like we were going to win it, but we didn't. But still, point's a point.
Ah, and Tuna Riga was out after that game.
Yeah. We'll come back to injuries later on, I think.
It's
a bit of a thing that...
So it's 7 points after 3 games.
Aye.
So far, so good.
And that brings us on to the last, well, very busy period, wasn't it? In a week you had...
3 games.
Yeah, Mönchengladbach, Werder, and the Bavarians. All in the space of 7 days. So, a lot going on there. Some good stuff and some not so good stuff.
7 goals in 3 games?
Yeah, so it's fun and games.
I was absolutely sure we were going to lose against Gladbach. Because we always lost to them in the past. Except for this one game last season where we won 3-something.
I mean, quite early on, Hazard, what's his first name here?
Torgan.
Torgan.
Because the one, you know, from England is Eden.
Eden, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he dribbled right through the defence pretty well, but then he managed to miss at the end, which was quite handy for us, but he probably was
lucky.
He was a bit miffed, I expect. Because he did all the hard work, and then when it came to sort of pulling the trigger, he's...
But he still managed to do something later.
Yeah.
A penalty against Hertha.
This was... Well, it was Stark, wasn't it?
Stark against Fabian Johnson.
Yeah.
US international.
I mean, there was contact.
Inside, outside the box...
Yeah, the guy sort of fell over fairly convincingly, even though there was contact. What can you say?
I couldn't tell if it was inside or outside the box.
No.
But it was a penalty.
Again. So.
4 games?
We're getting good at this penalty business. It's a shame there isn't a league for sort of conceding penalties, because we'd be well up there. Champions League spot, I think.
We're in the Champions League spot right now. So Hertha was down 1-0.
Yep.
Hazard scored. But Hertha this season have some kind of a comeback nature.
Yeah, it's quite good that there was a time back in the day where once we went down, then more or less we sort of rolled around on our back with our legs waving in the air. But not so anymore. So this time. I think it was Marvin, wasn't it?
Putting
in a long cross over to Ibisevic, who did what Ibisevic does and headed it in.
On good days.
On good days, yes. But he was in the right place at the right time and bang, he did the business.
And a few minutes later, almost the same thing happened again.
Mm.
Dilrusun, further in the front, crossed it in, and Valentino Lazzaro.
Yep.
Scored with a header.
Yep. Bang, in it goes. And it was sort of funny looking at that Dardai's reaction. I liked anyway, because he sort of jumped out into his sort of little area, and he was dancing around. You know, he was having some sort of dance off, I think, there. But it was nice to see. It was the enthusiasm, and he was a happy chappy.
I don't remember a time where Hertha won a game with 4 goals in the past few seasons under Dardai. No,
I can't think of one.
No.
How many?
The last game they scored 4 goals was, I think, in Frankfurt, where they lost, where it was equalized 4-4 in the end. But 4 goals by Hertha? Oh, we're getting ahead of ourselves. So we are at the break. What happened next, Simon?
Good question.
I get confused with all these goals.
My memory's a bit thin because I wasn't actually there for that one. I had to watch this on a little tiny screen, which was a bit bad. But I've got something here about Kalou running down the right hand side.
That was the one where Kalou didn't fall down.
Yeah.
Kalou was
he was tackled around
midfield.
He had an assisted stumble, didn't he?
Yeah.
On that right hand side, but he managed to keep on his feet and keep on running, and then get a pass across.
What a pass!
Over to Ibisevic, who.
That was the most unbelievable goal of the game.
It shouldn't really have happened by rights, because there was a defender in between Ibisevic and Kalou, but the ball went past that defender, who wasn't looking. Perhaps he didn't know that Ibisevic was right behind him.
Probably, but, otherwise he would have.
Well, you'd think, wouldn't you? But I mean, the ball went past him, and Ibisevic was just able to pass it in. I mean, the keeper had no chance whatsoever. Because I mean, I guess the keeper was probably imagining that his defenders might do some defending. But hey, do we care? I certainly don't. So Ibisevic was just able to pass it in. Bang.
That was a crazy goal.
Yeah.
And then Gladbach came back. Mm. With a header by Plea. That's his name. He headed it in. And then the game was close again. 3-2.
Yes.
And then what happened?
Well, is one thing that happened in the middle there that is sort of worthy of mention. I mean, we won 4-2 in the end, but there was a completely horrible, hideous, horrendous tackle by Herrmann on Gruitch.
Gruitch, yeah.
I mean, the studs went right onto the top of his ankle. It was just horrible to see the replays of that. I dare say, you know, if our listener wanted to look at it, they could go onto YouTube and find it. But it's not pretty viewing. His ankle ligaments got ruptured for the fun of it all. Horrible thing to see. So he went off, and he's going to be off for a while now, isn't he?
It was right after the goal. After the goal,
yeah, it was a horrible. Why that wasn't a red, is beyond me. I thought so at the time, just watching it in real time. But I mean, if you look at replays of it, it's horrendous, horrendous sort of things that happen. But hey, so he's here for one season from Liverpool, but he's not going to be playing for a bit. That's for sure. After that, it'll take a while for those ligaments to get themselves.
And he was pretty important to the midfield game.
Yeah, yes. I mean, as it would appear, we sort of do seem to be able to sort of, we have the resilience to be able to overcome that. But you know, for those first few games, he was a very important player. But he's not there at the moment.
And then Duda.
And Duda.
Sealed the victory.
Duda doing what Duda does at this on this season.
Assist by Gildrosun.
Mm. So again, he's still enjoying his Bundesliga season, Dillerson. He's having a diet. Well, both of them actually, Dillerson and Duda, they're both really on fire. during the season,
which is nice for, especially for Duda.
Duda, yeah, because he sort of came. He was sort of like our sort of top signing. Was it yes. 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
2 years ago.
And we were expecting all sorts of things of this you know exciting player, and basically
he
nothing
much
happened.
The entire season being injured, and then he had 2 or 3 games, and then he was injured again, and then he wasn't fit.
Mm.
That's what I heard, and that he was complaining a lot, but this season he managed to stay healthy and he's fit.
Yeah.
So he's doing well.
Absolutely key player. Sort of standout turn. Well, he's the top scorer of the Bundesliga at the moment, isn't he? Five goals?
I'm not sure what about Dortmund, because Dortmund scored lots of goals.
They did.
They had 7 goals.
But was it lots of people scoring them as opposed to... I thought he was still the top scorer. I may be wrong, but even if he's not, he's still doing damn well. Which is nice to see.
Yeah, he's top with 5 goals.
Yeah, I thought he was.
Getting ahead of ourselves. So I had won the 4th game, and now we're at 10 points, which is the best start for Hertha.
Mm-hmm.
Ever?
Or
I think in Bundesliga times, I'm not sure about if they kept all the...
Oh, well, you know, yeah, in the Bundesliga, so, yeah.
And then we had the English week, which you just call...
Normal. Oh, dear.
And we went to Bremen, where Hertha has not been...
Fortunate.
Or successful. In quite some time.
They weren't this time either. What can we say about that game? I mean, really early on, I can't remember how many minutes in.
6th or 7th minute.
It was pretty soon in. I thought, oh God, if it's going to be like this game, then I'm
what a stupid goal.
I'm going to go and hide under a table if it's going to be like that. But it was a horrendous mess of a goal. Which in German is a...
You say it.
Kaktor.
A Kaktor.
Yes, it was about as khaki as it gets, this one. the ball was just bouncing around all over the shop. Rune Jahrstein nearly... Well, no, in fact, he did actually catch the ball.
He caught the ball.
His hands
are around the ball.
We're both of us now gesturing, listener, so we're both holding our hands up as if we were Rune Jahrstein, you know, holding this imaginary ball. But for some reason, best known to himself, Lusty kicked the ball out of his hand and it ended up going
to Max Kruse, and he just
put
the heel in and put it in.
It was a horrible goal to watch. If you get a kick out of watching really horrible pinball kind of goals and defenders doing strange things, then look that one up on YouTube as well. It was a it was difficult not to think that this is a bad omen here, guys. We're not going to do well on this one, and I think that was a correct feeling.
Went down 2-0 before halftime, right? You have no notes.
Oh, well, I just make it up as I go along, yeah, and you know what I'm like, really. You know.
We won the game.
I have got notes written down here, but I just can't read them because I just scribble down old nonsense.
They conceded another goal before halftime. I don't remember exactly how that happened.
No.
And then Hertha came out of the break with a bit of...
Was there another goal? Because it was just 1-0, because it was... It was 3-1, wasn't it, in the end?
It was 3-1 in the end, yeah. Because we're already missing. The penalty is missing.
Yeah.
But only second half.
That's coming. What is this business with penalties? Oh, God. The Dilrus on goal, though.
Yeah.
That was a peach.
Very short moments of hope.
Well, he's such...
Oh, it was the header by Velkovic.
I don't remember it, to be honest.
Ball came in.
I was probably hiding underneath that table at the time, I expect. I was just sitting there sort of trembling slightly underneath the table, sort of.
Like a dog on New Year's Eve.
That's the one, yeah. Yes. Yes.
No, it was a cross in and...
Or for English viewers, bonfire night.
And Stark missed. Stark couldn't control the other player. Maybe he was fouled. And then Valkovich headed in for the 2-0. Then Dilrosun got an assist from Ibisevic in the second half.
Mm.
Another crazy angle from the left.
He seems to specialise in these insane tight angles and still managing to get the ball, you know, past the keeper and into the net. It's,
and he manages to also give assists.
That's two of those. Two of those he's had. And that's extraordinary stuff. It's a curious specialism to have, but it's a pleasure to see. He's really quick, isn't he?
Yeah.
Dilrosun. And, you know, he thinks well, and he has the presence of mind to carry it off. It's such a good acquisition for the club. They've done so well with a lot of these players. Lazaro, who's now actually asked, because he was on loan, wasn't he, last year?
It was a loan, and if he gets...
With the option of...
It was a loan where if he gets healthy after his injury, he gets sold. It was a loan with... Hertha had said, okay, if he gets healthy from this injury he had at the beginning of the season, we will buy him.
Yeah, which they duly did.
Yes.
So that was a...
So I wasn't sure if he was a real... incoming player, because he had already...
He had already been here, but yeah. He is officially, properly...
Anyway.
Yes, we digress.
So we're at a...
Again.
One goal down against Bremen. A glimmer of hope. And what happens then?
We carried on playing.
Penalty. This one was a penalty... Well, I can't say anything against it. Plattenhardt just...
It was, yeah. What can you say?
Plattenhardt didn't see the guy, but he...
He managed to kick him in the calf, though.
Because he came from behind, and Plattenhardt wanted to clear the ball out of the box. But then the leg of the player was between him.
Yeah. So he kicked him.
Oh, we missed something. Another injury. Jascha didn't come back from halftime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But luckily, Thomas Kraft is at hand.
And he's better than in the past.
He's a good keeper. I always said he was a good keeper.
I
not a fashionable view in some circles, but I always did think Kraft was a good keeper. Some of his distribution skills were a bit iffy at times. But as an actual ball-stopping keeper... He's a good lad.
I just remember when he went out back then with a shoulder injury and Jahrstein came in, I felt more at ease than with Kraft. But he's always been on the bench, did never make any stink or...
No. No, he's...
Team player. Did some spells in the... Europa League, right? He played some games.
Did he? I don't remember.
I think he did some Europa League games.
Klinsmann did.
That was the last game. That's his only game he played. But the other games, we had Kraft in there too at some point.
Mm. I forget. I'm getting old. My brain cells are dying off.
I'm
just bragging now, trying to make it. I've got some brain cells.
Okay, so anyway. Had they lost their first game?
Yeah.
Stuck at how many points? 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
After 5 match days.
At that point, though, so 5 games, conceding 5 penalties.
It's good.
in the penalty Bundesliga table, we're top of the tree. But so they really needed to try to sort that out, didn't they? But
and then you had the champion coming in.
Yes.
Who the are Bavarians. Pretty good at getting penalties.
Yes, normally, yes. Very much the ones that tend to have them awarded.
So did you have much of hope against Bayern?
Realistically, no. I was kind of hoping we'd be able to get a draw out of them. Because their previous match, they drew, didn't they? So did I realistically think we were going to beat them? I might have hoped for it, but did I think it? No, if I was honest.
No.
And I think anybody that told you they thought we would beat them are telling little porkies. That would be my feeling. But the game went... I mean, to be fair, the atmosphere in the place was absolutely amazing. Total full house. Sold out.
Half of the stadium, Bayern fans, as usual.
The Red Ants, yes, were there. Not so obvious the following day, I might add, the Red Ants. They didn't come out to play the following day, but that's another issue. But the stadium was absolutely jam-packed. As you say, a fair chunk of them were sort of Bayern fans, in inverted commas. At the start of the game, though, one nice little touch, and I'll put a little video clip up on the website about this, is that they turned the lights out. They've done that before in the past. People were sort of holding their phones up with a torch switched onto the phone, which is a nice atmosphere. It was a nice thing to see. They're actually sort of making an effort to try to build up an atmosphere. Because I think they did the same thing for the Dortmund... What did they? Before sometime or other.
Yeah, but
it
was different because it was earlier in the day and it wasn't dark.
Yeah.
It wasn't dark out.
I'm sure I've seen that before, but I can't think which
I remember
game
the
it
lights
was.
Against... I think it was Darmstadt, right after the terrorist attack.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, you're
that's
right.
The one.
Against the when the truck drove into the Christmas market in Breitscheidplatz.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. That's when it was. I knew it had happened before.
That's when they had it for the minute of silence.
Yes.
1 minute silence. That's when they had it.
Oh, that was really sort
it was
of
a different atmosphere.
Hair tingling on the back of your neck and on your arm, sort of job that one was. But no, it was really nice. But yeah, the atmosphere was superb. Super.
Back to fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrorist attacks.
So, what happened? I mean, I started writing down the number of times that Bayern players missed during the course of this game.
But then you injured your hand.
I just ran out of paper. the shot ratio is just insane. We had about 5 shots, but...
25.
Was it 25? But...
Yeah, but we never have more chances against Bayern than they had against us. So.
No. I mean, they had more possession, didn't they? They
we had 31% or something like that. So,
yeah.
And they always have more possession.
It felt like it's always the case, I think. In the stadium, they put up the stats for the game during the first half, and they said about how much possession and what have you Bayern had had. It didn't feel like it. As a Hertha fan looking at it, I guess perhaps you just concentrate on when Hertha have got the ball and Hertha are doing things. Well, I do anyway.
But it often happens. I just look at the game, okay, then Hertha has the ball 60%. No, can't be.
I just can't believe those figures when they came up.
Maybe there's an emotional bias.
It could be. It's an interesting theory. There were some sort of fairly spectacular misses. Boateng quite early on.
Header.
And then Ribery.
Ribery goes past Lazaro like he's a grandmother on the way to the supermarket.
And it puts a crossover to Lewandowski, who just...
No, Robben. Robben right in front of the goal.
Now, that was later on. There were so many of them. You're losing,
yes.
You're losing track. Really quite early on, Lewandowski missed. That one from Robin. Oh, my God. It was right in front of the goal with, like, nobody in front of him. And he set the ball into low orbit. I mean, I don't know what he's doing working for the space agency, Robin. I don't know. Crazy stuff. It was... With some of these misses during the course of that game, it got to the stage... where you just started laughing, really, because they were doing it so often. In their 22nd minute or so, there was a shot from Ibisevic, which was saved by Neuer.
There was a nice cross from midfield by Duda, which...
On fire player.
Which Ibisevic...
Duda, Duda, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Horrible song.
Sorry, I was putting you off now.
Yeah, header by Ibisevic, which Manuel Neuer saved.
Mm.
And it fell into the box. And then something interesting happened. We have a penalty for Hertha.
Extraordinary. Extraordinary. What's gone wrong?
Remember last season when there should have been a penalty and they didn't give the penalty? Mm.
Well, this time... Boateng went charging in there like he was some sort of human scythe. didn't get anywhere near the ball.
He tried to take the ball out. But he missed the ball.
He missed it. He was nowhere near the ball.
And Kalou was very clever in making contact.
He was positive.
He turned into the ball a bit.
And Boateng came sort of sliding in. And,
it's one of these scenes where...
And it wasn't hard for Kalou to trip over him.
But if you had to see the scene the other way around, we said, he was flopping. Of course you would.
I'm sure you would. But Boateng was being a human size.
But it's also...
That was a silly thing for him to do.
It's also a scene that the VAR cannot turn over because he's sliding in there. You can say, oh, that was nothing.
No.
So the VAR can't even change it because there was no indication that it was a grave mistake calling the penalty.
Nope.
And then Ibisevic
stepped up. And what did he do? Bang.
He banged it in.
He certainly did. Neuer went the wrong way, didn't he? And it wasn't as spectacularly... He hit it hard, but it was...
He could have saved it if he had the right...
If he'd gone the right way, Neuer could have saved it, but he didn't. I mean, it wasn't up into any of the corners or anything.
To the left, half height?
It was sort of a knee-height kind of thing, or maybe a bit waist-height, maybe. But he went the wrong way, so bang, and it went. I mean, he hit it hard enough. He didn't just sort of pass it in, but hey, who cares? And it went 1-0 up. Thank you very much.
And then you thought, okay, 22nd minute, so much time to go. And you thought of the game.
You think?
2 years ago, Hertha was up 1-0 till the 96th minute. And Bayern had their share of attacks after that.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, I mean, a couple of minutes after that penalty, Kimmich had a shot. And I think I'm right in saying it bounced off Ribery.
Yeah.
So Ribery doing his bit in the Hertha defence, which was very kind of him. Very sporting, some of these Bayern players.
And Kimmich was pissed.
Yes, he wasn't
happy. In the replays, he's...
He was not happy, was he?
I mean, the ball would have been in, pretty sure.
Yeah, I think so. That I think it came off the top of his back somewhere, or was his shoulder.
He hit his shoes or something like
was
that.
It? Perhaps I'm remembering that wrong then. Anyway. All right. I think it was...
They had quite a few corners.
Oh, God. Corners?
14.
14. I thought it was four. Was it 14 to 1?
Yes.
Oh, dear. So many corners. I think in the 40th minute, I think the best miss, if you're going to have a competition of Bayern misses in this game, I think the one to Robin was the one in question. The ball came over to him, not completely empty, but basically an empty goal in front of him. And that's the one he put up into low orbit. It's extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. But to wrap up before half time, wonderful piece of team play, to my mind at least. I mean, Kalou took the ball in midfield somewhere.
No, first Duda.
Huh?
Duda chipped the ball to Lazzaro. Lazzaro gave it to Kalou.
And then Kalou gave it.
And then Kalou did his little spiel.
Little shimmy. He did quite a few of those during the course of this day. This game.
Usually you're used to him having the ball and then somehow running into two defenders or missing the ball.
Yes.
Losing the ball. Sorry.
But this time, he got the ball through to Lazaro again, who in turn then sort of passed it on to man of the moment, Duda, and. Sorry, Jan.
I hope he gets injured soon.
And bang, in it goes. Extraordinary, 2-0. 2-0. You're just not used to this with...
At half-time
with Bayern. But, I mean, still 45 minutes to go. That's a long time. And you would think that going in at half-time that Bayern would reorganise... And try to find some way around all this, which I guess
they did. They tried.
They tried, but they weren't able to. As it turned out, 45 minutes of.
They brought in Müller for Robin.
Yeah.
And later they brought
Müller used to be a good player.
It was all Özil's fault.
Of course. Yeah.
No Bayern player has any... sorry,
yes.
I'm going too far.
We digress.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a continuing list of Bayern misses. I started writing all these down, but I literally ran out of paper here to the bottom of the page.
You know you can turn the page.
I know I could do, but I probably lost interest because there were just so many of them. I mean, what was the number of shots that they had during the game?
Depending on... Just shots, not shots on target. It's 25 to 6.
25 to 6.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hertha had 3 shots on goal and scored on 2 of them.
And scored 2 of them.
Maybe that's the contingency for the future. You're not always going to convert all these.
Well.
But we're still on with the game. Gnabry came in for Sanchez. They tried everything, but somehow they had some... close ones. Kraft did a few saves.
Yeah.
Who actually used to be a Bayern player.
Yes.
He was used by Louis van Gaal. And then he got demoted when they bought Neuer from Gelsenkirchen.
Yeah, because they stopped playing him, and that's when he sort of jumped ship and came to us back in the day. I mean, there was quite a late shot from Lewandowski that Kraft saved, and good on him.
And a former Hertha player was also substituted in. What did the fans say?
I know what I said, and I'm not saying it again now.
I just saw him in the highlights. I saw him complaining. He asked for a penalty, another penalty. Well,
I don't think we need to dwell on the thoughts of Mr. Wagner somehow or other.
Dilrosun got a yellow card towards the end for being too slow to leave the pitch after being substituted out.
Yeah. I think Ibisevic picked up a yellow card, didn't he? I think he must have said something.
No, it was a foul.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I assumed. I mean, I didn't. You know,
you always assume to get a.
It's a natural enough assumption to make and things. But in the stadium, I didn't see the foul, so I assumed it was something that he said that was out of order. But I stand corrected. I think it's worth saying that sort of probably for about the last quarter of an hour, probably longer than that actually. I mean, the singing from the Hertha fans that were really sort of enjoying this and thinking it was gonna, we were actually gonna sort of do it, was quite outstanding. The support was impressive.
But you're always looking at time, okay? And you know they can easily score 2 goals in.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you're down to sort of like 30 seconds, you think, no, they can't score 2 in 30 seconds.
Yeah, but before everything, 77th, 80th minute.
No, it could easily still go wrong. But because naturally, when the sort of singing and what have you is going on, and there was a lot of it going on, when it looked like Bayern might be about to score. Of course, it all just sort of all goes very, very quiet for a little bit, and then when sort of Hertha recovered, you know, up it came again. Wonderful stuff. I mean, the atmosphere was absolutely outstanding, I would say.
94th minute. Game over.
Yep. Didn't go on for 7 minutes or 8 minutes or
just for
half an hour.
But they
just enough time for Bayern to score.
They play longer now this season than the seasons before,
mm.
which is okay. You just have to know.
Well, as long as it's even-handed and it's not more time for some clubs than others, then if that's the way it is, that's the way it is, and that's what you have to assume. That's okay.
In Gelsenkirchen, Jahrstein got a yellow card in the 51st minute for Zeitspiel, for not advancing the game fast enough.
That's quite early to be.
It's quite early.
Classed as time wasting.
So we had 13 points after six games.
Mm-hmm.
Championship looms?
No, I just can't see that. It would be quite funky if we could get into Europe again next year.
We'll see what happens.
We will see what happens, yeah. Yes.
We have
I'm not making any predictions or anything at all. But it was quite fun last year around. I mean, that trip over to Bilbao was fun. Whether anybody from the disunited kingdom is going to be able to fly anywhere after Brexit, who knows? But we'll see.
March 20. Ooh.
Yeah.
Might not be able to attend the last games.
March 19th. In theory, I'm flying on that day.
Was it March 29th?
I thought it was the 19th. Whatever. Anyway, I've got a load of flights and things booked. So what the heck's going to happen? Who knows? Anyway. This is not the place to be discussing that, I don't think. Well, it's been an interesting season. I mean, the club sort of developed quite nicely, really, over the last sort of couple of years with some of the players and things that have come in. I think there appears to have been a sort of, well, not appears to be, there's been a deliberate strategy of getting sort of young, exciting players to come in from outside.
See no court.
And then trying to sort of balance that carefully, because it's always a bit of a juggling act between the experience of the older players, the likes of Kalou and Ibisevic, and then sort of blending those in with some of these sort of youngsters that are coming in, the Dilrosuns and even sort of Lazaro is comparatively young. And it's quite a pleasing sight. You can barely recognise Hertha as the team of old. That would be... Who is this mystery team? Don't know, but I'm quite enjoying seeing them. It's quite a nice sight to see. What do you think, Jan?
It's a long season.
Damn right it is, yes. Yes. How often before in the past have Hertha done really quite well in the Hinrunde? Then people go off and have a few mince pies and things over the Christmas break or the winter break here, and then when we come back again afterwards, it all goes to hell in the handcart. I mean, I've seen that many, many times before, and it's all very early days. But there are some good young players there that are hungry, and they do have some experience to help them along the way within the team. And you've got to feel even sort of, slightly positive about that.
But I think if Dilrosun keeps playing like that, he's going to be gone next year. For lots of money.
Yeah. Could well be. But hey, lots of money's good too. You can try and find some other young player that you can buy in and do the same kind of trick, perhaps. And they seem like Hertha can't compete with the big bucks teams, even within the Bundesliga, really, let alone going over to the Premier League or Spain. But
Bayern didn't buy much this season.
No. Bear in mind what their shooting was like on Friday night. Perhaps they should have done, but they didn't. Am I going to cry into my beer over that? I think not.
You drink beer?
Gluten-free beer.
Gluten-free beer.
Oh, you even brought some gluten-free beer from England, would you believe?
Why?
Why? Because I just had a case of it sitting around at home, so I thought I'll chuck it in the boat and bring it here. It's called Saxon, strangely enough. It's not that good a beer, I guess, in the grand scale of things, but it's gluten-free and I can drink it. What is it? The Rheinsattengebot or whatever it is there?
What?
The
Reinheitsgebot.
That's the one. That's the one. It's
the purity law.
It has that, so it is pretty pure stuff. But anyway, this is not a beer podcast.
We have other people who take.
I've got a cracking good glass, actually. If the listener is very unlucky, I'll put it on the website. The glass that goes with it, which is quite good. If you're into your history and things, there's a Sutton Hoo mask that is on the outside of the glass with a double bladed battle axe with it as well.
But you're not digressing at all.
No. Would I do that?
New people who haven't played yet. Klünter has played limited time.
Has he?
He was in there at some point.
Was he?
Yeah.
I think most of them. One of the things that I thought was quite nice, I mentioned to you earlier on, that a lot of the, not all of them, but a lot of these younger players, they're introducing for little cameo goes, which is nice to see. Sort of reintroducing gradually the likes of Selke with his injury
and horrible.
And Lecky came out for a little bit, didn't he, as well, this last game on Friday. To get him back into the throw.
But Selke had this freak injury, the punctured lung.
Yeah.
It was potentially life threatening.
It was. Because that was in training or something, wasn't it?
You collided with Kalou.
Kalou? Kalou's not exactly a man mountain, is he? So how on earth did Selke collide with Kalou to do that?
Kalou's much smaller. Maybe he just hit his elbow somewhere where it shouldn't be.
Well, it happened. It happened, but it just seems
so
quite bizarre.
Klünter hasn't played significantly, and neither has Köpke.
No. I think so. I don't remember them doing so. If they have,
not at all. Who's played?
DJ's had a bit of a play out, hasn't he?
He has limited time at some points. Yeah,
he did. Didn't he
one have? Assist in the cup.
Yeah,
and he got out there.
Well, that's when he first came out, didn't it? But I think we sort of talked about that briefly in the previous episode. But that was his sort of first outing for her to get an assist. Is nice. So promising.
And the younger players who don't play usually play in the U23. Also, I think Eslein has played there a lot.
Yes.
In the recent games. Not sure if he's ever going to come back to the
A7.
If he's going to come back to the first team, not sure. But Dilrosun we mentioned earlier. Grujic injured now.
Yeah.
Luka hasn't played.
Couple of minutes. End of the last game. They brought him on.
I think he's a centre back, but he hasn't. He came shortly before the transfer window closed, so he's not really familiar with the tactics.
And yeah, he wasn't sort of part of the training regime, was he? Because he came in so late. Yeah. But still think it's good though. They're coming on even just for a few minutes here and there, just to, get them involved, get them used to the idea of being out in the stadium and what have you. It's nice to see. Good man management, which is important.
It's a huge, huge team. 30 people or something like that? Or maybe a bit less because Prodichev is now an hour that doesn't play.
Yeah, because one went to... So I went through that in the last episode. Somebody else went to Osnabrück. Can't remember who that was.
I'm not sure if it's Körber, the goalkeeper, or if it's Gasbeck. But Gasbeck was...
No, I think Gasbeck's come back, hasn't he? I think he's here.
He's injured. Yeah. He had a torn ACL or something like that.
It's a bit of a downer. But doesn't do any harm to have a... So if you've got a biggish squad, if you have injuries, and we've already had a few injuries, you've got a bit of depth there.
But then if the people come back and there might be misgivings about playing or not playing...
Well, that's the other side of the coin. There's me trying to be positive for once, and I don't know. What can you do?
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. I'll let you off just this once.
Toru Noriga is out for longer.
Which is a shame. But, what can you do?
Hope for the best.
Hope for the best. So,
and lose 2-6 on match day 34.
Sorry?
And lose 2-6 on match day 34. We have Leverkusen coming back.
Leverkusen. Didn't we have somebody that went off to Leverkusen? There's somebody, I've forgotten their name now. No. Perhaps I imagined it.
Scored a goal this weekend. They still lost.
They did.
Yeah. I don't like him at all anymore.
No.
I always thought he was fishy, but then after the end of his tenure here at Hertha, no. Even Brooks was nicer than that.
Well, Brooks, he just moved on. Don't mind Brooks. He did okay for us for a while. Well, my lingering impression of John Anthony Brooks, was it the World Cup? It must have been the World Cup, I guess. When he scored that goal.
2014.
When he scored that goal, the look on his face, it was like a little boy that just found a chocolate bar on the bottom of his school bag or something. He couldn't quite believe it. The look up, the expression on his face, it was just sort of wild disbelief running across the pitch with this look on his face of just, what have I just done? That's my lingering impression of John Anthony Brooks, but that's just me.
Yeah, and he scored some headers for Hertha too.
Yeah.
And then he wanted to go to the Premier League, but somehow...
It didn't happen.
Missed the exit and went to Wolfsburg.
So he went just down the road. Because they probably offered him a car or something. I don't know.
Like Hertha players don't get cars.
Not even a Hyundai.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new sponsor.
NTD.
During the course of the match,
which match we're talking about?
We're talking about the Friday match again now, because it was really quite tense a lot of the time through that second half, because of course Bayern are keeping having all these shots and things all over the place, admittedly most of them missing, but hey, we never really quite believed that we would hang in for the whole time without conceding and ending up messing up the whole thing. But my wife had been given a little teddy, a little toy one. She's got two of them now, but
where did she get them?
Oh, they were giving them away by the stadium.
I never get one.
A little teddy and also a little bag of sweets to go with it. Anyway, she was holding this little teddy and then she put her fingers over teddy's eyes and said, teddy can't bear to watch. So I tweeted that during the course of the match. It was all very silly, but there you go. Fun and games. Anyway, we're digressing again, aren't we? We're just rambling on about...
You are.
I am. It's because I'm just getting excited and I just can't shut up. Shall I shut up?
Maybe you just both shut up.
Okay, then. So I think we're probably done now, aren't we?
Yes.
We've got Mainz coming up...
Away.
I'll be driving on that day. I think I'll be driving from Bremen through to France. It's my plan, so I won't actually see it. Might watch the highlights.
Might be a good idea.
Might be an idea, so I know what's going on.
Mainz was never a nail biter.
Yeah, so
I'll
ask my co-pilot. She can sit there and sort of give me information from there, from her phone as we're going along.
Yeah, and then you hit a tree when somebody scores.
Yeah, nice. That would be bad, wouldn't it? That would be bad. Best not
to
do that.
Is it hard driving on the other side?
Personally, I actually, because when I'm actually in England, I tend to walk and cycle most of the time rather than drive. I actually drive more in Germany than I do in England.
But usually you never drive because you're not here with a car.
Here, no. But when I am here, I am driving a lot. I like my car's only got, like, before I left, England, and he had about 2,500 miles on the clock. So by the end of this little jolly here, I would have more than doubled that.
Do you go shopping by car in England?
No.
You walk?
No. Veronica does the shopping. I either walk, I usually cycle to
work. You said her name.
I did.
On the air.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it? I don't know. Okay, well, I think that's a wrap. We'll be back with another show after the Freiburg game, which is in a little while. Is it 3 weeks, I think?
There's a break in between, yeah.
Yeah, there's a gap in between. So we can say something about the game in Mainz and of course, the Freiburg game itself. As usual, anybody wants to sort of follow us on any of the social media, it's all down as DMTF Podcast. That's on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, normal sort of
drill. Do you even go on Facebook anymore? I don't.
Not much. Not much. I don't tend to, not on a personal level anyway. So my Twitter handle is at econet1892, and Jan, yours is?
JANMUEREI.
Well, that trips off the tongue nicely, doesn't it? And of course, as always, it would be very nice if our listener could leave a nice review or just say we're wonderful on iTunes. That would always be very nice. It moves us up at the ranking of podcasts. It makes it easier for other people to find us, should they wish to. Other than that, I think we're probably pretty well done. So it's goodbye for me.
And so goodbye from him.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Bye-bye.
Bye.